Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford. I think it's again another, freeform by the seat of my pants show again. No set playlist, but that's okay. People often enjoy that too. So I'm going to start with some local bands. I like doing that. And right now I have Tsunami of Sound with Yellow Jacket, which was on their album Permanent Wave. And Tsunami of Sound's going to be playing Friday night at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. So here is Tsunami of Sound.
We'll be right back. Friday, recreating the same old programs over and over and over. Into modern times.
Yeah.
Excuse me. All right, that was some local bands to start out the show tonight. First, you heard Tsunami of Sound with Yellow Jacket from their album Permanent Wave. And as I said, they're going to be playing Friday night at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. After that, you heard Rolling Nectar with Set Yourself Free, his single. Really good local band from Waltham. They actually played on Yawkey Way at Fenway Park the last weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday afternoons, like before the Red Sox game. That's a pretty cool gig. I think it was last year they first did it, and they liked them so much there. They've been invited many times. After that was Bad Marriage with Ms. Outrageous. I think it was the newest release single. Bad Marriage, a local band, they are such great songwriters. I don't know what it is. It seems like every song they write is just right there. It's really good. And after that, you heard Flight of Fire with Rockstar Life from the album Path of the Phoenix. I believe that's the name of it. They're all-female band, hard rock. And I only thank you to Mike Stewart for sending me that CD, because I hadn't heard them before, and don't hear women rocking hard like that often these days, and I was very psyched to hear that. Really good stuff. So that's what that was. Flight of Fire doing Rockstar Life. I believe actually the New England Music Awards were presented last week, and I believe they won for like the best band from Massachusetts, and that's pretty cool. Congratulations to you guys. Now, I mentioned, probably mentioned last week that I was going to see Steve Winwood later that week, and did see him on, it's a Thursday night, I believe, a great show. That guy is so good. His voice is the whole thing, just the whole, I don't know what to call it, the whole vibe, the whole aura, very nice. And last week I played Low Spark of High Heel Boys, which is a great song. But I don't want to play the same thing again. So this week, what do I have? I have for you Empty Pages, which I believe was on John Barleycorn Must Die. It's another good song. He did this at the show, too. He does a lot of Traffic songs at the show. He did Low Spark, did this, did a bunch of them. And anyway, so here is Empty Pages by Traffic.
Appearing sane, but I just want you to know. as it can be. Black tea can't compare with me.
That's right.
Black tea, well, it's as good as it can possibly be. But it's a cup of black coffee. That's what a working man needs. And I wanna tell you, back in America, that's the land of the free. You can get anything you want as long as you got that do-re-mi. Well, I'm toilet hard and I work like a slave, but I'm independent now, and you know I get laid. I got me a job, I built me a place. I get that made of black coffee, and how could it taste? I spent a diamond all it cost back in the States for a cup of black coffee, and how good it tastes.
Black coffee.
Ooh, oh, oh, hey.
Black coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Black coffee.
That's what I want. Don't you hear me?
From underneath your brother, said I don't know, make you feel good.
I think I'd rather stay inside.
Dogs, cold-hearted day. Why? Fire, 'cause you know it's my place to take all the bullets and save you from your fall from grace. Just like a personal punch bag for your stiff upper lip. For better, for worse, I'm your love, I'm your curse, I'm your Freudian slip. Well, I'm taking the blame, taking the blame, taking the shame out on my name.
Trains in the station, gonna find me under some imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, let's see. What did we hear there? A little discombobulated today, don't mind me, but I think it's going all right. You heard, let's see, after Traffic with Empty Pages. After that, you heard Rival Sons doing Black Coffee, which is a cover of, it's a Humble Pie, I believe. Love the great views version. And Jay Buchanan's got such an amazing voice. It's like, whoa, yeah. Then after that, you heard The Angels with Face the Day, which was from the album Live Lines, live music there. And The Angels, actually known as Angel City every place but their homeland of Australia, just because there was another band with a similar name, so they couldn't use it. Great band. Sadly, their singer, frontman Doc Neeson, died in the past couple of years, I believe, of cancer. But they were a great band. Too many people didn't know about them whenever in this country. When I'd ask someone about them, and they'd either loved them or never heard of them. But a great band. I was fortunate I got to see them live at one of those BCN kind of expos or whatever it was, and they were great. Then you heard the Virgin Marys with Taking the Blame from their album King of Conflict. They are a British band, hard rock band, some great stuff there. And the last thing you heard there was Salty Dog with Come Along from the album Every Dog Has Its Day. It was the late 70s or so, around 79, 80, I think. And great band, bluesy blues rock. It was their only album, unfortunately, because I really loved that band, especially that song. It's like I got to dance when I hear that. They are just such a great band. They were. I wish they were hadn't. Gone kaput so quickly. And let's see now, what should I play? Oh, you know what? It's getting late and I haven't gotten the serious guitar yet. I gotta find you some serious guitar. All right, wait 1 second there and I will find you some.
Wide open. messenger. This is my prophecy. I'm going back.
Just heard Black Country Communion with Black Country from the self-titled debut disc, and I'm playing that well, it's Joe Bonamassa on guitar, of course, and they are getting back together doing another album. I'm really psyched about that, so I had to play him, of course. Before that, you heard Inglorious with I Don't Need Your Loving from Inglorious 2, which is coming out in a couple of weeks. I think it's coming out in early May. Really good song, great band. Then after, before that, you heard, sorry, didn't have that much serious guitar today. Just had Joe and Rory Gallagher, which you heard there. Back on My Stomping Ground from his live Irish tour album from 1974, I think it was. And some great stuff from Rory. Let you know, my name is Marion Farrow. You've been listening to Rock Under the Radar for the last hour. And I'll be back next week, the same time, 2 p.m. on Monday, here on where you're listening to now is WMFO in Medford, Mass., 91.5 on the dial, and streaming online at WMFO.org. So I will see you next time, okay? And the next show is Storytime with Papa T, and he'll be coming in a few seconds. See you later. Bye.